This gospel story is a powerful story of great faith and persistence and endurance. But it's also an important story of strength and faith in ministry and being strong enough to change. Jesus and his disciples are traveling to the region of Tyre and Sidon. This is further to the north of Galilee, where Jesus usually, and you hear a lot about his ministry work in this area, but it's further north than he has been before. And if you take a look at the map, let's get your Bibles out. The map in the back of your Bible that I want you to take a look at is the one that says, because you were asked, I asked myself, where exactly is Tyre and Sidon? And if you look at the map that says Palestine during Jesus' time, you can see it's quite a bit north up there, and it doesn't really have a section named or colored. So it is outside of Jesus' usual ministry. And what is it about then of these two cities? They are prosperous Roman ports at this time. And the people living and working there in the region are quite a mix. They're very diverse in culture, in belief, in faith. So why is Jesus headed there, this outside portion of the traditional land of Israel? Tyre and Sidon and its people are mentioned earlier in the Gospels of Mark and Luke. In Mark, these people are mentioned in chapter 3, early in Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 8. They are among the great crowd that is following Jesus early in his ministry. In Luke chapter 6, verse 17, they are among the multitude of people. It's the same crowd. In the Gospels, we read often about that great crowd of people who are following Jesus for various reasons. To learn, to discover, to question, to find some way to trick him, but also for healing. The multitude, also known as the 5,000, the 4,000, and so on. Let's take a look into that crowd for a little bit. And who are they? Mark 3, here's that verse. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. So when the great crowd heard all that Jesus was doing, they came to him. And now Luke, his description. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And I think this next verse is important. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. This is Mark's description and Luke's of the crowd and the people Jesus was on his way to minister. This was the great crowd. This is what they heard. They were people from all over who heard about the great things that Jesus was doing, and they sought him. This diverse crowd of people wanting to hear, wanting to be healed, the same way we seek him today. Jesus is expanding his ministry, stretching it further north, and he's returning to those same people that came on their journey to see him. And remember, these journeys, some might be on horseback or camel, but most are on foot. So he's going to see them directly in their own land. This shows us that Jesus never saw the crowd as just a crowd. He knew them. He knew where they were from and how far they had traveled. And Jesus would look out over them and have compassion on them. He taught them, he fed them, and he healed them. He knew he had followers from this far region to the north along the Mediterranean Sea. And in this district, Jesus and his disciples encounter a Canaanite woman. She is seeking Jesus in a similar way. She desires healing, but not for herself, but for her daughter, who is tormented by a demon. She seeks Jesus because she has heard of this healing that Jesus has already performed so many times. She knows the stories. She has heard the same ones that those travelers that went down to Judea to see Jesus for themselves. She knows this. And those who were troubled with those unclean spirits were cured. And this was the desire she had for her daughter. And that is why she ran after Jesus, shouting at him. Shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." This woman knows how to pray. And she knows a bit of history. And she is faithful. She asks first for mercy. And this is when the important, intimate exchange between Jesus in himself and this woman in herself begins. She then addresses Jesus respectfully. "Lord, Son of David." So she refers to him as a master. And she knows about this Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, and therefore of the house of David. Some of those stories of Jesus had quite a bit of detail, didn't they? Impressive, yes. Yet Jesus does not answer her at all. He ignores her. The disciples even go further, asking Jesus to get rid of her. Jesus responds, he was sent only to serve the lost sheep of Israel. So again, what's he doing in this region? All right, a little bit more history. There were Israelites in this region of Tyre and Sidon at the time of Jesus. They had migrated there a long time ago because even in this history, further back, these ports were important to the Mediterranean Sea. And so they were going there, starting at the time of King David, to work. And so there were Israelites and descendants in this area. And Jesus knew that too, because he had paid attention to those individuals in his crowd. So he goes north. Jesus was focused on these people while journeying on this part of his ministry. And the woman persists, kneeling before him. "Lord, help me." "It is not fair," Jesus says, "to stop and serve her when he has his people already there who he knows that he needs to take care of." But she holds strong in her faith, confessing that all she needed from the master, her master, was a crumb. Something falling from his table. Her display of faith changes Jesus. His journey was extending into new regions and to new people. His crowd was growing to include everyone. The multitude of people of lost sheep seeking was expanding and may have been at this important moment with this intimate exchange with a Canaanite woman when Jesus was moved to become more full, more fully aware of God's kingdom on earth and that the good is for all, as Paul finishes in the reading this morning, God's mercy is for all. We seek Jesus this morning and throughout our Christian lives. So let's remain persistent. Let's find our own strength and endurance. This is our great faith. So let's continue in prayer, in devotion, even if at times we don't detect a response. Persevere, and so that we may find that our prayers are fulfilled as we wish. Amen.